On his way to school, Pedro met up with Ramon as he did every morning. Ramon told him he couldn't wait for the next day's social studies class. He had been helping his father prepare for the presentation. He told Pedro that his father was going to bring his firefighting gear to class and the newspaper clipping about his father rescuing the factory workers. Pedro listened quietly, hoping that Ramon would change the subject. But today, all everyone seemed to talk about was how great the presentations were going to be. When Joseph joined them a few minutes later, he started talking about the presentation, too. He told them that his grandfather was going to bring in his handcuffs to show the class. As they neared the school, they saw a group of students talking excitedly in the courtyard. Their friend, Manuel, ran up to them and gave them the unbelievable news. Marissa's aunt is going to bring a python to school tomorrow. Apparently, Marissa's aunt, the veterinarian, had recently operated on a python, and she was going to bring it in to show the class. Pedro felt more depressed than ever. As the students filed into school, they talked about Marissa's aunt and the python she was going to bring in the next day. Some students said they wouldn't go near the python. Marissa said Joseph wouldn't dare touch the python because he was too chicken. Joseph became very angry because Marissa had called him a chicken, and an argument broke out. It ended only when Mrs. Petrovsky ordered the two to be quiet. Ramon noticed how unusually quiet Pedro was and asked him what was wrong. When Pedro explained his problem, Ramon just laughed. "What's the problem?" Ramon said. "Just tell your grandmother that you're sick and you can't go to school tomorrow." What a great idea, Ramon thought. Why hadn't he thought of it before? If he was sick, he would have to stay home and miss the presentation. That way, he wouldn't have to hurt his grandmother's feelings by telling her that he didn't want her to come to his class.